WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies with fog, 21 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. There is a freezing fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m. today for a portion of the listening area. Locally, that covers Cass, Adair, Adams, Audubon, Guthrie, Carroll, Crawford, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. In addition, there is a dense fog advisory in effect for the far west and southwest Iowa counties, including Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie Mills, Montgomery, Monona, Fremont, and Page. And because of that dense fog, several area school districts have decided to run 2 hours late this morning, and that includes AHST, Boyer Valley, and Charter Oak Ute. Corning is also running 2 hours late. There is no morning practices and no morning preschool at Corning. Also, Cam, Farragut, and Griswold are starting 2 hours late today. No morning activities in Griswold. Prescott, Red Oak, and Riverside are 2 hours late, and there's no morning preschool at Riverside today. Also, Stanton, Villisca, and Woodbine are running 2 hours late. There are no morning activities today at Villisca, and those are the latest in school announcements. Taking a look at area news, authorities say one person was shot during a burglary attempt in Ottawa. Officers who were sent to a storage building at around 6 p.m. Sunday found a 36-year-old man suffering from a gunshot wound to his lower body. He's been taken to Burgess Health Center in Ottawa and is expected to survive the wound. His name has not yet been released. Iowa DCI agent Daniel Dawson said investigators think the victim interrupted a burglary and was shot. Investigators are checking to see whether anything was taken. No arrests have been reported. News time is 7:08.
HealthMart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a HealthMart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex HealthMart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex HealthMart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power, but many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of HealthMart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of HealthMart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your HealthMart pharmacist.
HealthMart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
No injuries were reported following an apartment fire, apartment complex fire, overnight in Council Bluffs. According to Omaha television station KETV, the blaze happened in the vicinity of 2nd Avenue and South 10th Street. There are currently no other details available. Police in Council Bluffs are looking for a man they say robbed a grocery store Sunday evening. Sergeant Chad Gere with the Council Bluffs PD's Criminal Investigations Division says around 6:55 p.m. Sunday, a black male entered the Aldi's store at 3135 Manawa Center Drive and demanded money. The suspect, who was described as being about 5 feet 10 inches tall, left the store with an undetermined amount of cash. There were no injuries reported, and the incident remains under investigation. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, the Cass County Communications Center in Atlantic said there were no serious injuries reported following a rollover accident Friday night west of Wyota. According to dispatch reports at the time, the accident happened near 67404 Hamburg Road at around 10:15 p.m. A vehicle apparently collided with a bridge guardrail and overturned. The male driver of that vehicle was not injured. A dog was reportedly traveling with him in the vehicle as well. The accident was investigated by the Iowa State Patrol. Anita Rescue and Wyota First Responders were called to the scene. No other details on that currently available. Also, over the weekend, two people were killed Friday during a single vehicle crash east of Emerson in Montgomery County. The Iowa State Patrol said Saturday morning 78-year-old Gladys Bowen of Imogene and a passenger in her vehicle, 87-year-old Hazel Hinkle of Emerson, died in the crash, which occurred on 200th Street or Old Highway 34, about three-quarters of a mile east of Emerson near Avenue A. Officials say the women were traveling eastbound when, for reasons unknown, the 1999 Lincoln Town Car they were in went out of control, entered a ditch, and struck a concrete culvert and creek bank. The impact caused both women to be ejected out the right front door of the car. Neither was wearing a seatbelt, and both died at the scene. It's not clear, though, what time that crash actually occurred. The accident remains under investigation. An Omaha man has died from injuries he sustained in a fall at a Council Bluffs casino. The 62-year-old unidentified man fell Friday afternoon at the Ameristar Casino Hotel. According to Council Bluffs Emergency Medical Services Operations Manager Rick Benson, the man was going from the second floor to the third floor of the casino on an escalator when he stumbled and fell over a railing, dropping some 20 to 25 feet to the first floor. The man was taken to an Omaha hospital where he died. And a Spanish teacher accused of sending inappropriate text messages to a student at his Council Bluffs High School has been charged with a crime but is now free on bail. 30-year-old Daniel Pantoja of Omaha turned himself into Pottawatomie County authorities on Friday. He's been charged with sexual exploitation by a school employee and lascivious conduct with a minor. A female student had told authorities that Pantoja sent her a picture of a nude man whose genitals were covered. She says he also asked the girl to send him a picture of her wearing shorts and a sports bra. Pantoja resigned from his teaching job when confronted about the matter. I'll have more news and actually look at the funeral announcements coming up next.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
In our funeral announcements, Jennifer Rule, age 53, of Anita, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Jennifer Rule will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita has the arrangements. Virginia Matteson, age 85, of Harlan and formerly of Audubon, died Thursday. Celebration of Life graveside memorial services for Virginia Matteson will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Laura Lillian Landis, age 93, of Griswold, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Lillian Landis will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Paul William Nyson, age 77, of Minden, died Friday at the Midlands Living Center. Funeral services for Paul Nyson will be held on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Gene Hudson, age 83, of Carroll and formerly of Manning, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gene Hudson will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. And Russell Strabel, age 61, of Messina, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Russell Strabel are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's Battery Headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.